But right now from North Ridgeville, Dave Gillock joins us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Gillock.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And again, thank you for being with us last night and then again early this morning. You know, not only did you win your own contest, but I would guess you're pretty happy about the fire station bond issue passing as well.
I am ecstatic that the fire station issue also passed. It's just one more project going on in North Ridgeville. We got so much going on, and that will be a real special addition also.
Tell us where that'll be built and what the timetable is for the project.
We're working right now with an engineering firm, KS Associates, actually, out of Elyria, to extend Jaycox Road south to where the new school is being built. And then we hope to acquire property and build the new fire station right on the Jaycox extension.
And when do you expect to have it done?
We will start immediately with the land acquisition process, and we'll get that done in 2016 and work with the architect and hopefully be able to open the new station the end of 2017 aggressively, but early 2018 for sure.
Another major project in the city of North Ridgeville is the Lear-Nagel reconstruction, and today the Lorain County Commissioners are expected to sign off. They have to do their part of the paperwork. Tell us a little bit about that project, where it stands, and what people can expect over the next couple of years.
The Lear-Nagel project, we went to bid. We had six bidders, and Terrace Construction out of Cleveland was the low bidder by a couple $100,000 below our estimate, which was a good thing. And that's what the commissioners will be approving today. So they can begin probably as early December 1st. They won't be doing any major road tear out, I wouldn't think, this year, but they could begin building a temporary road or doing some excavating type work in preparation. In 2016, I believe it's the south half they will be working on, and they'll be widening Lear-Nagel to three lanes with sidewalks on both sides, with new water lines, new sewer lines, major improvements at the Chestnut Lear-Nagel intersection and the Lorain Lear-Nagel Cook Road intersection. Those will all be widened considerably. We will maintain two-way traffic throughout the project. And then in 2017, we'll complete the other half, bringing it up to Center Ridge Road.
It'll certainly help people get around the city. And up on Lorain Road, just announced, University Hospitals building a new medical complex on land near the turnpike. You've got to be happy about that one, too.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. It's announced as a $32.4 million project on 27 acres that they acquired right next to the turnpike ramp. Detailed plans have not been revealed yet, but in general discussion, we know there will be an urgent care, some diagnostic facilities, some doctor's offices. So there will be a lot of jobs with that, and there's room for expansion. That was a key part of the EMH University agreement, and we're real excited to have them here also.
Mayor, what were some of the things you might have learned from your constituents through this campaign that maybe came to light just because of the interactions that you needed to do for the election time? Anything that comes to mind?
Well, we ran our campaign based on the projects that we had completed or were underway. We need to do a better job, I think, of explaining to our constituencies how difficult and how long it is to do some of these projects. The Center Ridge Road widening project, which will begin in 2017, we actually began in 2003. Lear Nagel has taken years. These are complicated projects. And sometimes people just think, well, they just decide to do this project this year, and it's not that easy. So I think we can do better communicating as we go along on these projects where we're at.
Well, there's a lot of things that are always changing, and every term that you'll serve obviously will have a different complexion to it. And we wish you success in your next term, and appreciate your time this morning, Mayor Gillock. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the day.